Today is Monday, November 8th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we have a voicemail. Let's go ahead and listen to the voicemail. I'm going to try to play this. Here we go. Oh, it's muted. Wait a minute. Let's try that again.
Hello, lovey.
Hey, fatty.
I'm out on my morning nipple walk, and I was listening to your nickname little show this morning.
Yeah?
And I'm not going to call you Nubby, but inquiring minds want to know if that's spelled with a Y or an I-E. So is it N-U-B-B-Y or N-U-B-B-I-E? Or is it just one B? I think that's a fair question.
Why?
And I understand that you've unsubscribed from the little
No.
But I wanted to be the first to wish you a happy Shia weekend. Because, you know, as we know, Saturday night, you'll be doing the turn back time.
The what?
And before you retire, make sure you move your clocks back 1 hour. And in Arkansas, that would be 1 hour, 100 years and 1 hour behind the rest of the world. Anyway, I hope your bread box comes in. I haven't received any notification of when I'll be getting my delivery. But anyway, it'll be, and I don't plan on keeping up the subscription because, you know, you can cancel at any time. Also, did you get the $20 off coupon when you ordered? Because, you know, that was what put it over the edge for Big Fatty. So anyway, well, thank you for calling and enjoy turning on your crap.
You know, I don't know. Thanks for the call, Fatty. And I don't know if you hung up or if you got cut off. But anyway, thanks for the call. So first of all, why do you need to know the spelling of Nubby? I don't want that used in any printed materials. I don't want any T-shirts. I don't want any, you know, no marketing material, but I'll tell you, it's N-U-B-B-Y. And the only reason I know that, because I mean, if someone gives you a nickname, they may never spell it. They may just say it out loud and never even think about the spelling. So, you know, not necessarily that there's going to be a spelling, but also the reason I do know is because we had these little name badges that we had to wear around Governor's School all the time. I think they let us in certain buildings and like our dorm and like other things. They were, but mostly it was just to, maybe they didn't at all, but it was to let people know that we were with Governor's School and we were supposed to be there and we weren't just lost children. But anyway, and so we would all put stickers on each other's name badges to personalize them, kind of like you would do a cast, you know, if you broke your leg or something. And so my friend, and you know, it's funny, I don't even remember her name, but my friend that gave me the nickname, she actually personalized my name badge with, we had these little letter stickers and she actually spelled it out. So that's the reason I know the spelling is because she spelled it on my name badge. And there's no rhyme or reason. I do not know where that nickname came from. I asked her if there was any particular reason, and she said no. It's just the word that came to my mind. So, I don't know. You know, but there you go. All right. Well, thanks for the call. Oh, and to answer your other question, I don't know if I'm going to keep the subscription or not to the Breadbox. I have not unsubscribed. I am behind on your show by a few weeks, actually. And so I'm going to use that on, I'm either going to do it like on one of my haircut trips. I'm just going to have a fatty marathon, or, I don't allow myself to delete any. I always listen to every single one. So if I get behind, Sometimes I have to wait until I have a period of time long enough to get them all caught up. But I will. But I will. And I just haven't been listening to as many podcasts recently because work's been busy and Mark and I have been doing all this stuff. But anyway, I do appreciate your, so the bread box, mine did come in. I tried the croissants. They were good. So far, though, the croissants have been the only thing that I've really loved. I mean, I really loved the croissants other than apparently I've got to master the cooking of them a little bit better, get the number of minutes or the position in the oven or, you know, whatever it was. Because like I said, Mark, well, I said on one of my shows, I don't remember which one, but Mark's was a little bit underbaked. Mine were perfect, but Mark's was a little underbaked. So I don't know if I need to flip the cookie sheet around a little bit or the sheet pan around a little bit in the middle of the cook or move it from top to bottom or I don't know. Anyway. I've tried a couple of the other things. The other ones are good, but not necessarily better than you would get at just a grocery store. They had these cinnamon rolls and they were not spectacular. And then also there are these brioche rolls. And the thing about those is they come already cooked. So it's just like buying a pre-cooked roll at the store. It's not really, it didn't really taste much different than if I had bought a brioche roll at the Vons or whatever. So I don't know. I may not keep the subscription either. And I don't think I did get a coupon. I don't think I did. I think I paid full price. I half the time I don't pay attention to that stuff. So I should pay more attention, but I don't. Anyway, thank you for the call, Fatty. I really appreciate it every single time you call. I am going to get caught up on your show, but I'm glad you're still listening to mine. So we had a busy weekend, a busy, 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 busy weekend. And it's actually all of November is going to be very busy because I have a haircut this weekend, but we also have a Pokemon Safari Zone event in St. Louis. So we're driving up Friday night and then we're going to be in St. Louis all day on Saturday and then driving home and then church. And then the following weekend, we're going to be decorating for Christmas because that's the only free weekend we have. And then the next weekend is our New York trip. And then the weekend after that, Daniel and Zach are going to be in town. So, and that's all of November. November will be gone. So, I mean, that's, and then I have dress rehearsal for our first Christmas show at church on December 1st. And anyway, just a lot of stuff going on. But this last weekend was really busy because I had double booked us. Mark had asked me, you know, do you want to watch Eternals? And I said, yes, of course. And he said, okay, I'm going to pre-book the IMAX because might as well get the biggest screen we possibly can if we're going to go to the movie theater. And so he's like, I'm going to book the IMAX. And so he did that. And then my mom texted me at the beginning of last week, I think I even told you guys about it and said, hey, don't forget you have an Arkansas football game on Saturday. And by the way, do you want to come and eat brunch with us because your cousin's going to be here? Or better yet, why don't you host brunch at your house since your cousin's never seen your house? And I was like, oh, crap. And the game was exactly at the same time that Eternals was. And so Mark was able to find an earlier ticket for noon, and the movie and the football game were both in Fayetteville. So we got up. Anyway, we recorded Mix Minus Friday night, and then I went to bed a little bit earlier than normal. We ended because I had a busy day on Saturday, and got up and did our walk. And so we went to the there's a creek. A river, I don't know what you want to call it. It's like a man-made sort of river situation in this really nice housing area. There's a Mormon tabernacle, and then there's these houses, and there's a hospice there. I don't know if these are like assisted living houses. I'm not really sure. But anyway, it's a nice neighborhood. But it's a river that goes through it, like a river walk. And think of San Antonio or Indianapolis, where they have these river walks. And so there's a river, and there's a sidewalk that goes all the way, and there are bridges, and it's really nice. They have turtles and fish and birds and all that kind of stuff. I like to go there because it only takes two loops. And we don't get to the end of the river. We just cross a bridge because the river goes into this housing area and there's no sidewalk. It's just these ritzy, nice houses that get to have a river view. But they don't continue the walking path. But the loop where it loops, we only have to do two loops. And so it feels like a shorter walk because at the park, we have to do six loops. And, at this river, we only have to do two. And so we did our walk. And then we stopped at Wendy's. We decided we were going to get the Wendy's breakfast. So I had the breakfast Baconator and a honey butter chicken biscuit and some fried potatoes. And it was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. And Mark had, I don't remember, he had some maple bacon croissant or something. We had watched this Try Guys episode on YouTube where he tried all the breakfast items at Wendy's. And so it inspired me for us to go to Wendy's for breakfast because I love a fast food breakfast. I'm all about it. And then we went, after we ate, we took our shower, we did everything because the movie was at noon. And so we got ready and we drove to Fayetteville and we went to see The Eternals at the IMAX. And so I'll end it there for now. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.